I'm going to talk to you about circular bioeconomy. So for this reason, I really need to go to the roots and try to identify what's the theoretical framework behind this circularity in the bioeconomy and why we cannot say that bioeconomy is by itself circular. So for this reason, I need to define what bioeconomy is. So bioeconomy, it's a realistic alternative to an economy based on fossil fuels. So it's a change, an innovative change in the paradigm that drives us to the renewable economy. So why it's interesting to analyze the circularity or of the bioeconomy? Because the reutilization or the closing loops of the byproducts that are coming as a result of this innovative transformation are not always incorporated into this circular approach. So in order to have a better management of the resources, it's important to observe the circularity into this into the bioeconomy. So for this reason, we can assume that industrial symbiosis, and in this case represented by a biorefinery, it's one of the most successful examples of circular bioeconomy. So here I'm going to present you how industrial symbiosis could enable an interface in between bioeconomy and the role that it plays the circular economy in the territorialization of this discipline. So one of the best examples of understanding the biorefinery objectives is to realize that the production of bioethanol, that it's an alternative of biofuels, has also the allocation of those materials in between different potential uses, for example, food, or in order to feed some other animals. So when we are deciding to produce biofuels instead of producing food, we are here into an allocation dilemma. So when in this equation you are including other actors as stakeholders that are involved in the valorization of those byproducts, then the equation gets more complex. So why are we analyzing circularity, and what's the methodology that we are using to analyze this example? We are using system dynamics in order to understand the causal relationships that are encouraging the stakeholders to take some allocation decisions. So in this specific example of the Pomacle-Bassancourt biorefinery, we can see that when you send more biomass into the production of biofuels and you are not producing the sugar that you used to produce, then it's a decision that it's reducing the inputs that the other companies that are involved in the ecosystem, in the industrial ecosystem, are putting into risk this kind of relationships. So to conclude, we can say that it's really necessary to provide some decision-making tools regarding the information on input and output flows. It's also important to think about systems in terms of stocks, scenarios, and try to identify the potential institutional changes that could break the current structure of of renewable fuels.